Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Own it.
Maria, you cross with me because I started all this about giving the money away by today and I kind of went above your head.
Sorry, is somebody speaking?
Yes, Maria Devereaux.
No, to be honest, I was pretty sick of it too. I'm ready for a new one.
Yeah, well, I did suggest earlier on that Dermot might dream up the new one over the weekend as kind of punishment. Then we all agreed that would be a bad idea.
Yeah, because usually when he does that, it goes on the first day. The whole office are texting me saying, is it this? So I said I'd give them a fiver if they got it in the next 10 minutes. And then I didn't hear anything until we gave it away. And then I told them all and they're all like, So
yeah,
but the fiver stays in my pocket.
We're very happy for Matt O'Flaherty in Galway, who picked up all the money. 3,300
nice
quid.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Telly, though, what have you got?
There's not a huge amount on this weekend. I'm very disappointed.
All right.
For any of the TV stations that are listening now, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Graham Norton is the end of the season, so he does a clip show, which I hate. I hate looking back. I've seen them.
Yeah, a lot of people who watch him regularly don't really appreciate that. You kind of think, but it's the best bits. Like, you know, it would suit me because I don't watch his show, but then I could watch that clip show and go, oh, that was pretty good. But I know if you've tuned into, you've seen all the funny bits already.
Yeah, I'm not interested in seeing it again. I'll watch something else. And then because The Late Late Show ended last week, they're starting to show Love Hate in place of The Late Late Show.
Yeah, from start to finish, every episode.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would be dipping back into that, I'd say.
Yeah, I definitely think, although I don't want to watch Graham Norton again, I think a lot of people would watch Love Hate again. It was such a massive success at the time.
And is it one episode every Friday, or is it like, you know, a bingey kind of thing where they lash up two episodes at a time or something like that?
I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know. It'll be a surprise for when the first episode ends. Will it be on again? I don't know.
What happens? Let's find out.
Pour yourself a drink.
Maria, have you watched any of that new show and it's Steve Carell?
Space Force.
Oh, Space Force.
I watched the first episode.
Oh my God. I didn't even make it through the first episode. It's terrible.
It's not terrible. I enjoyed it.
Oh man. And because it's got a mad cast. Like, yeah.
I'm totally into it. I'm going to give it loads more. I like
Phoebe from Friends is in there.
She's his wife,
John Malkovich is in it.
There's loads of people from those Christopher Guest, Spinal Tap and Best in Show and all those, that group of actors is in there too. I love the first episode.
It's like a massive budget. Like incredible sets, incredible cast, no jokes.
And there wasn't jokes.
They're terrible jokes.
The guy who kept his secretary is so useless. He keeps not telling him who's in his office. I was laughing so hard.
I'd love to hear your opinion, Maz, when you do get to see it. And anyone listening now on 087-4100-102, did you see Space Force? Are you in Camp Dermot? Thought it was very disappointing. Or Camp David?
I'll take it as homework. I'll watch the first episode.
Watch first episode and see what you think.
Speaking of Netflix, they have 13 Reasons Why season 4 that goes up today. Queer Eye season 5. Our own Emer would be very happy about that. That goes up today. And Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom that goes up there today as well.
I haven't seen that
obviously
yet.
Obviously not new. But, yeah, that's very good. I actually really like the Jurassic World or the Jurassic Park movies. And then on Amazon Prime, there's a new movie. It's an Irish movie. It's set in 1995 in Ireland. And it's about... It's not that different to normal people in terms of, you know, the age of people that you're looking at.
Right.
So it's about a boy and a girl that are in secondary school and they're both struggling with the fact that they're gay. So they make friends and they decide to get together and be a couple to throw everybody else off the scent because they don't want to come out yet. So the cast in it, it's actually the main guy is Jamie from Normal People. His name is Fiona O'Shea. Sharon Horgan plays his mother in it. I'll play you just a little clip of the trailer to give you a taste of it.
I'll go out with you.
What?
Do you want to go out or not?
Okay.
What the hell are you
doing? You're gay.
I'm gay for boobs. I'm not gay.
Yes, you are. So am I. We pretend to go out just until school is over. We're going to Dublin.
It looks like good fun. It looks like normal people except crack.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's like. And obviously there won't be the big sexy scenes because they don't want to touch each other.
What are you doing?
So that's called Dating Amber. That went up on Amazon Prime yesterday.
Okay.
It's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, a lot of great Irish actors in there as well. Tara Flynn is in it. Barry Ward is in it as well.
I love Tara Flynn, actually.
Yeah.
And then my movie of the week is on tomorrow night. It's on at 9:45 on RT1. It's Sully. So
Great
Hanks,
movie.
It's the story of the captain who landed the flight on the Hudson River. Do you remember?
Yeah.
In 2009, wasn't it? And I love anything with Tom Hanks in it, except for that movie where he's in the red cardigan.
Mr. Rogers. That? I never watched Mr. Rogers movie.
I watched something about
Neighborhood or something. I think it didn't mean anything to you probably, Maria, because like most of the rest of the world, we never had Mr. Rogers. It was an American thing.
It would be like making a film here about Glen Rowe and then expecting Americans to get it. Bosco.
Imagine doing a film about Bosco. The Americans would be like, what? So that's the only movie with Tom Hanks in it that I didn't like.
Right. My favourite is always Big. Go back and watch Big and see how funny Tom... Like, Tom Hanks is an amazing comedy actor. He then obviously went off and did all these serious roles, but he's absolutely hilarious.
Maria. That's RT1 Saturday, 9:45.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, Maz.
See you later.
See you later.
Think up a new Asher looking for Monday.
Bye.
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 Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.